Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going deep on big-ticket affiliate marketing.
Ooh, sounds lucrative.
You bet it is. We're talking those high-value products and services that can earn you some serious cash for every sale.
Yeah, not your typical make a few bucks kind of deal.
Nope, not at all. And to really dig into this, we've got a great article from Home Business Insider.
Oh, I read that one.
It's called Unleashing the Power of Marketing for Big-Ticket Affiliate Offers. Published November 26, 2024.
Just a few days ago.
Super fresh insights. And get this, it's got this tagline, a true done-for-you home business.
Hmm. Done-for-you. Now, that's an interesting concept. Kind of makes you wonder if it's really as hands-off as it sounds.
That's exactly what we're going to explore. But first, for anyone who's new to this whole thing.
Yeah, let's break it down.
What exactly I see big-ticket affiliate marketing?
So it's basically promoting products or services that come with a higher price tag.
Makes sense.
And the cool part is you get a much larger commission on each sale.
So instead of, like, promoting a $10 ebook and making a couple of bucks.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You could be promoting, say, a $1,000 online course.
Wow.
And potentially earning hundreds in commission.
Okay, now we're talking. But I imagine selling something that expensive requires a different approach, right?
You get it. It's not about those quick impulse buys.
Right.
This is about building trust with your audience.
Yeah, making those genuine connections.
Understanding why someone would be willing to invest a good chunk of change based on your recommendation.
It's more about guiding them through the decision, helping them make the right choice.
Exactly. The article talks about this longer sales cycle. People take their time, they research, compare options before they commit.
Especially with their purchases, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's where you, the affiliate, becomes super important.
Not just pushing products, but actually being helpful.
Yeah, you're more like a consultant and advisor.
Makes sense. We're talking about things like luxury vacations, high-end tech, specialized coaching programs.
Exactly. Those are investments, not impulse buys.
People want to feel confident before they pull the trigger on something like that.
And informed.
Yeah.
And that's why understanding the psychology behind these big-ticket purchases is key.
There's a whole science to it.
For sure. The article even talks about this concept of exclusivity.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Like limited edition or only available here type stuff.
Exactly. It makes the product seem more valuable.
People don't want to miss out.
It's true. It's like if everyone has it, it's not as special.
Human nature, I guess.
Definitely. And you know what else is huge for these big ticket items? Social proof.
Oh, yeah. Seeing those testimonials and reviews.
Exactly. Good. People are way more likely to spend a big chunk of change if they see others have had good experiences.
Like, hey, if they loved it, I probably will too.
Right. It's that wisdom of the crowds thing. Reduces the risk for potential buyers.
Testimonials, case studies, user-generated content. It's all gold for big-ticket affiliate marketing.
Absolutely. But let's circle back to that tagline that caught our eye. A true done-for-you home business.
Yeah, what do they mean by that? It sounds almost too good to be true.
It does imply they've got a system set up, maybe with pre-made marketing stuff, sales funnels, even some automation.
Like plug-and-play big-ticket affiliate marketing.
Maybe. We'll have to dig deeper into the article to see what they're really offering. But first, let's address the elephant in the room, marketing.
Okay, so how do you effectively market these high-ticket offers?
Right, because you got to overcome those initial hesitations.
People are going to need some convincing to make a big investment.
Totally. And the article lays out a bunch of different strategies, but the main takeaway is this.
I'm listening.
Effective marketing for big ticket items goes way beyond just shouting about the product.
Yeah, you can't just be like, BY this.
Nope. You need a more comprehensive approach, something that builds trust, showcases value.
And ultimately, what?
It's about guiding potential buyers toward a confident yes.
So less about pushing a product, more about creating a journey for the customer.
You got it. It's understanding all the different stages a buyer goes through before committing to a big purchase.
Ah, and that's where the sales funnel comes in.
There you go.
I think our listeners are pretty familiar with the basics: awareness, interest, decision, action.
Right. But when it comes to high-ticket items, structuring that funnel is a bit different.
In what way?
Well, for one thing, the awareness stage might involve educating potential customers about the problem your product solves.
So not just putting the product in front of them.
Exactly. You're opening their eyes to a possibility they might not have even considered before.
Planting a seed, eh?
That's a great way to put it. And then as you move through the interest and decision stages,
you're giving them more info, addressing their concerns.
Right. Building that trust factor.
It's a slower process, more nurturing.
Precisely. And this is where the article gets really interesting. It goes beyond just the basic funnel structure.
Okay, tell me more.
It dives into specific strategies tailored for high-ticket offers.
Ooh, juicy details.
For example, it talks about personalized communication in email marketing.
So not just blasting out the same generic message to everyone.
Nope. It's about segmenting your audience, sending targeted messages that actually resonate.
Okay, that makes sense. People are more likely to pay attention if it feels relevant to them.
Exactly. And that personalization can make a huge difference when it comes to converting leads into customers.
So maybe this done for you aspect is about having pre-built funnels and targeted email sequences.
It's definitely possible. But the question remains, is it truly as hands-off as they claim?
Good point. Well, to answer that, we got to dig deeper into the article and see what other marketing strategies they recommend.
Sounds like a plan.
And that's exactly what we'll be doing in the next part of our deep dive, so don't go anywhere.
All right, so let's pick up right where we left off.
Marketing for big-ticket affiliate offers.
Yep, guiding those potential buyers through that carefully crafted sales funnel.
Right, and remember the article we're looking at, Unleashing the Power of Marketing. It goes beyond just the basic funnel, right?
Oh, absolutely. One thing that jumped out at me was content marketing.
Yeah, content is king, as they say.
But it's got to be the right kind of content.
Them fluff pieces.
Nope. Got to be valuable, in-depth stuff that positions you as the expert in your niche.
Okay, so more than just surface-level blog posts or social media updates.
Way more. You need to provide real insights, address those specific concerns your audience has.
So let's say you're promoting a high-end coaching program, right?
Perfect example. People are going to be more likely to trust someone who's proven their expertise.
Through detailed articles, case studies, maybe even some video tutorials.
Bingo. You're not just saying, hey, buy this coaching. You're showing them you understand their challenges.
And that you can help them overcome those challenges.
Exactly. And maybe, just maybe, this is where that done-for-you aspect comes in.
Oh, you mean like they provide pre-written articles or templates for case studies?
Could be. Maybe even video scripts. Something to help affiliates establish their credibility.
That would be helpful for someone new to all this, right?
Definitely. Especially if they don't have the time or resources to create everything from scratch.
Saves them a ton of work. But even with pre-made content.
You got to make it your own.
Yeah, got to add that personal touch, make sure it resonates with your specific audience.
Authenticity is key.
Couldn't agree more. Now, the article also talked about email marketing, right?
Oh, email is huge for big ticket offers.
But it's not just about spamming people with sales pitches, right?
Oh, absolutely not. We talked about personalization earlier, tailoring those messages.
Right. So what other email strategies did they suggest?
They mentioned using email sequences to tell a story.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Instead of just one email of the product, you create a series of emails.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
It's like you start by highlighting the problem your product solves.
Building that suspense.
Then you introduce the solution. And finally, bam, the big reveal, the product itself in that final email.
That's way more engaging than just hitting them with a sales pitch right off the bat.
Totally. And along the way, sprinkle in some testimonials, case studies, maybe even some behind the scenes glimpses.
Oh, I like that. Keep them hooked.
It's all about creating a narrative, drawing people in.
And keeping them invested throughout the process.
Exactly. All right, now let's talk social media.
Okay, but social media can be tricky with high ticket offers, right?
For sure. You don't want to be too salesy or pushy.
Right, got to find that sweet spot.
It's about providing value, building relationships, and subtly weaving in your offers.
So more about being a trusted resource, less about being a salesperson.
Precisely. Share valuable content, have conversations, showcase the lifestyle or transformation your product offers.
Like if you're promoting a luxury travel package, you could share stunning photos of destinations.
Yes. Insider tips, maybe even stories from happy customers.
Painting that picture of the dream vacation.
Exactly. It's all about tapping into those aspirations.
People are drawn to products that align with their values.
Totally. Now, speaking of connecting with potential buyers.
The article also mentioned webinars.
Webinars are great for that personal touch.
It's like you're right there in the room with them.
Totally. But the key is delivering exceptional value during the webinar itself.
No sales pitches disguised as educational content?
Nope. Treat it like a masterclass. Share valuable insights.
Even if they don't end up buying, they still walk away with something useful.
Exactly. And when you do present your offer,
make it a natural extension of the value you've already given?
Yes. Show them how it can solve their problems or help them reach their goals.
Subtle, but persuasive.
That's the ticket. And don't forget the Q&A.
Oh, yeah. That's where you can really connect with people.
To address their concerns, build that rapport, solidify your expertise.
Live coaching session with potential buyers.
You got it. Okay, one more marketing channel we got to touch on.
Say it on me.
SEO, search engine optimization.
Ah, yes, the long game.
It is a long game, but it's crucial for that consistent organic traffic.
Especially if you're not ready to dive into paid ads.
Exactly. And with big ticket items, you've got to target those keywords that reflect the research phase.
So not just buy luxury watch, but more like best luxury watches for investment.
Yes. You're attracting people who are already doing their homework, comparing options.
More qualified leads. And the content you create for SEO
needs to be in-depth, answer all their questions, address those concerns.
Detailed buying guides, expert reviews, comparison articles.
You're becoming the go-to resource for anyone looking into high-ticket items in your niche.
The ultimate authority. But driving traffic is only half the battle, right?
Right. You got to make sure that traffic actually converts.
Turn those visitors into leads and customers.
Exactly. That means optimizing your landing pages, making the checkout process smooth.
Maybe even offering live chat support to answer those last-minute questions.
Remove any barriers. Make it a seamless experience.
Okay, so we've covered a ton of tactical stuff.
We have. But there's one more piece of the puzzle we got to talk about.
I'm all ears. So we've talked strategy and tactics, but what about the more like personal side of big-ticket affiliate marketing?
Yeah, that's important. It's one thing to know the strategies.
Right.
But you got to have the right mindset, too, you know?
We're not talking about those get-rich-quick schemes here.
No way. This is a long game.
Got to be patient.
Persistent.
And you got to believe in what you're promoting.
100%. You're asking people to trust you with a serious investment.
That kind of trust, it doesn't happen overnight.
It takes time, effort, real commitment.
And I think the article really drives that point home.
It does. It talks a lot about being authentic and genuinely enthusiastic.
People can spot a fake from a mile away, especially when it comes to big ticket items.
Oh, yeah. They can sense if you're just going through the motions.
You got to believe in what you're recommending.
Absolutely. And that's why choosing a niche that you're passionate about is so crucial.
If you don't love it, it'll show.
It will. And that passion, it comes through in everything you do.
The content you create, how you interact with your audience.
It's all connected.
It's about those relationships, not just the transactions.
Well said. And you know, it's one of the best ways to build those relationships. Social proof.
Oh, yeah. We keep coming back to that.
It's just that important, especially for these high-ticket offers.
People need that reassurance.
Right. They want to see that others have been there, done that, and had a great experience.
It takes away some of the risk.
Exactly. And the article goes into some really cool tactics for using social proof effectively.
Like what?
Well, one thing they suggested was weaving those testimonials throughout the entire sales process.
Not just on the sales page.
Right. Put them in your emails, social media posts, even your webinars.
Always reminding people that others have had success.
Exactly. But not just any testimonials will do. They got to be specific.
No more. This product is great.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Those don't really mean much.
Got to have those details.
Yes. The specific benefits, the challenges overcome, the results achieved.
Paint that picture.
Exactly. Make it relatable. And then there's case studies. Those are powerful, too.
Yeah, especially for high-ticket offers.
They go deep, showing the step-by-step process, the real results.
So people can see how it works in action.
Precisely. Okay, so we've talked social proof. Now let's switch gears a bit.
Where are we headed now?
Data analytics.
Wow, the numbers game.
It's not just about gut feeling anymore. It's about making data-driven decisions.
So you can optimize those campaigns and get the best results.
You got it. And the article highlighted some key metrics that are especially important for high-ticket offers.
Like what?
Conversion rate.
Okay. And that is?
It's basically how many people actually make a purchase after visiting your website or clicking your link.
So if you can improve that rate even a little bit,
you can see a huge difference in your earnings.
Makes sense. So data can help you figure out what's working and what's not.
Exactly. It can show you where you need to tweak things, like your landing pages or email sequences.
Find those bottlenecks and make them flow better.
Perfect analogy. And another metric they talked about is customer lifetime value.
Okay, I've heard that term, but what does it really mean?
It's basically the total revenue you can expect to make from one customer over time.
Not just that initial sale.
Right. It's about building those long-term relationships, getting those repeat purchases.
Which can really add up with high-ticket items.
For sure. So think about how you can nurture those customers, keep them coming back for more.
Exclusive discounts, loyalty programs, personalized recommendations.
You got it. And data can help you identify those high-value customers so you can really focus your efforts.
Smart. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have. From the psychology of big-ticket purchases to the strategies and even the mindset.
Plus the importance of social proof and data analytics.
It's all connected.
But before we wrap things up, any final thoughts for our listeners?
I would just say, think about your own passions, your expertise. What high-ticket product or service really excites you? What knowledge do you have that could benefit others and maybe even help you build a successful business?
Great question. So to all our listeners out there, take some time to explore those possibilities. The world of big-ticket affiliate marketing is full of opportunity, but it takes the right approach, the right mindset, and the right strategies to really make it work. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.